/searches, or call us at 1-866-369-5118 to check your eligibility and fill out a claim form.
You're listening to CKUT. The following programming is taken from CKUT's Time Capsule Archives. For more from our 35 years of freeform broadcasting, visit our website at ckut.ca.
Everything that used to be, I had enough. You built me up to let me down. That was My Mangled Heart from The Gossip. You're listening to Dykes on Mike, CKUT 90.3. My name is Dana McLeod. With me, as always, MC McPhee, writing stuff down.
Good evening.
And Mel Hogan, twisting our knobs and pushing our buttons, as always. Did I get a blush from that? Probably not. She's used to it by now, eh? Also with us in the studio tonight are the makers, contributors of Lickety Split. Welcome. I've got Amber Goodwin.
Hi.
And Evie Farmer.
Hi.
I guess everybody does the hi, just so we know we're not lying. And Anita Shep.
Hi.
Fantastic. So welcome to the show, guys. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about Lickety Split.
Sure. Well, Lickety Split is a pansexual, sex-positive smut magazine. Well, not even a magazine. It's a zine, really. It comes out once a year, and it's collaborative. It has at least 20 contributors in each issue, and it's about 60 to 80 pages long, each issue.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, it's huge, but it's little, because it's a 5.5 by... 11, I don't know, I can't remember right now, zine. So it's kind of rectangular, and you can hold it in your hands, carry it in your purse or your back pocket or whatever.
Read it in the bathroom.
On the bus. Yeah.
Okay.
Wherever you want to.
And you've started this Lickety Split business a couple of years ago, 3 years ago?
About 3 years ago. So generally 4 years worth of making it, because it takes about a year for each issue to be made, just because when I started it, I was in school studying film and then just general, you know, whatever, life happening in the interim. But yeah, just put it out and try to get people off and get interested in different realities and getting interested in looking at erotic images.
Okay. And are people getting off?
Yeah. People are getting off. I'm getting off on it for what it's worth. But definitely, I've had lots of good feedback from different people. And not much criticism at this point. Generally, I'm looking for constructive feedback, but basically people tell me that they want it to be more and more hardcore.
Okay.
Never more softcore. But but that people also really appreciate the images and stuff.
So. Okay. And how do you select the contributing artists?
Well, it's about 50-50 people I know and people I don't know and people I get to know while doing it.
Okay.
But I just kind of know some good artists that are my friends or people in my community and other communities, and I just sort of let them know what I'm doing. I ask a lot of people. I ask about, like, you know, say 100 people and 60 people get back to me. Like,
okay.
That kind of ratio. That's not those numbers. I just made that up.
I want to see the stat page later on.
Yeah,
that.
Totally. Sweating. But anyway, so that sort of thing. Like, I invited an artist, Shannon Gerard, from Toronto. She's a really great zine maker, like really elaborate kind of packages, sort of like LTTR, which is this New York zine. Just like a lot of stuff in there. And she contributed something to this issue. And she's not Montreal-based, or someone I knew from before.
Okay.
But the models are generally my friends or friends of friends who heard about it.
Okay, because you're combining a lot of text, spoken word, poetry, but also it's heavy, heavy imagery, right? I don't mean heavy like as in content. I just mean there's a lot in there.
There's a general balance between between sort of like essays or articles and short stories and photographs. The photographs obviously get the most attention.
Yeah.
But the photographs are also most important. They kind of, I guess it's what a lot of the text centers on, or, you know, they kind of balance each other out. But I'm more interested in the process of taking the photos because I take many of the photos myself.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're in some of them as well.
In this issue, yeah, just sort of as illustrative photographs to accompany articles. I was going to be in there in an actual spread, but that's sort of, I just made more room for other photo shoots.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one of the articles talks about being in front and behind the camera. Maybe
yeah.
You could talk a little bit about that.
Well, in the 3 years of taking erotic photographs, I've made some mistakes and learned a lot of wonderful things at the same time. Generally, that it takes a lot of bravery and, you know, openness and joy to be able to pose or collaborate on photographs.
Yeah.
And also, there's a lot of boundaries that you have to be very aware of. I mean, I've been in a couple of instances where I should not have been alone taking photos of someone. Nothing dangerous happened, but yeah. It was just not very safe feeling. But I don't want to emphasize that. A lot of it's just been a lot of creative
fun,
story making with using our bodies and stuff like this. And also, something that I want to underline now in each photo shoot I do is that the people who agree to be in the photographs, to be pictured in the photographs, have a final selection of the photos that go into the magazine.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, because some people have been like, oh, you chose those ones, or that wasn't really what I was expecting. And I don't feel happy or good unless somebody feels completely comfortable with the product that's being put out there, because I think they have the most at stake and most that they've given.
It's nice to hear as an artist that you have that responsibility, mm-hmm. you know, that, I mean, it's your work, but it's also a collaboration between, especially because you're dealing with more hardcore. You're asking a lot of your models, and they trust you, and to underline that relationship of trust, I think that's really great that you give it back to them.
Well, thank you.
Now, how much does this cost? And you've got a party going on. Let's talk about that, the fun aspects.
Okay. Well, generally, I put all my own money behind them. Each magazine, I print about 500.
Okay.
And that in order to make that money back, I usually have a pretty big launch party. The first issue was launched with the bands like Pony Up and Wolf Parade before they became ginormous and a bunch of other people. And then the second issue, there was a burlesque troupe and Duchess Says. And this issue, I don't really want to plan the party, so I asked Andy Williams, who does the goods at Sala Rosa once a month, to let me get in on that. And also just to sort of distribute the zine to a different population, a different group of people who aren't just always like indie rock art schoolery kind of kids.
Yeah. To get more people out there.
Yeah.
And when you talk about pansexual now, this is like the category for everybody?
Well, yeah, I was thinking about that on the metro ride over here. Like, I know I've totally thought about it before, but it's like, oh shit, they're gonna ask me that. Okay.
Pots and pans?
Basically just I like to be inclusive and not just like I just want to be like across the board, not like mix everybody, match everybody up with everyone else, but just like different realities grouped together in the same sort of forum. And I don't want to start breaking it down into like I need like a quota of this many people who are into this sort of kink, blah blah blah. Like, it's not about
everybody
that.
Should wear a name tag at the party. Don't talk to people that are into trees or whatever.
Oh, yeah. So just to get a lot of, like, I'm interested in a lot of different things, and I just, you know, I didn't want to just take photos of one type of person or type of coupling or tripling or whatever. So yeah. Yeah, basically that's it. And I think that people can learn from each other. Like, you know, there's like more understanding between communities if they're, you know, placed side by side and all that fun stuff.
And on top of each other.
And on top of each other and out of each other and, you know, all those things.
All right, well, we're talking to Amber Goodwin, and we're going to go to some music and talk to our other guests when we return. We'll be right back.
let...
I rode on up to 3647 University, CKUT. Yep, got there in the nick of time. Was quick on the draw to get into draw. So to speak. Got in. Got the loot. Got it. Felt good.
Welcome back to Dykes on Mic, CKUT 90.3 FM. We're talking with the contributing artists of Lickety Split, a zine that is coming out. We're going to take with the launch party shortly. Sorry, I just had a radio voice there for a second. Couldn't help it. So, Anita Shep.
Yes.
You are a contributing artist for Lickety Split. Maybe you can talk about a little bit about your involvement, how long you've been with Lickety Split.
Well, I've been contributing now for 3 years, all three issues. It's pretty cool.
A lot of it's just...
I like working with Amber a lot. The first two zines were self-portraits, which was really cool. I was doing a lot of erotic photography as self-portraits. And then this issue, I kind of expanded to work with another person and not actually take the photo. So Amber actually took the photo. So it was really cool just doing total performance and working with other humans. It was a good thing.
And just, jumping off what we were talking about before with Amber about this relationship of trust between model and photographer, you as an artist, how do you navigate that type of, control, as it were?
Well, I think it was pretty easy because the people I did it with were good friends. I was good friends with both Bill and Amber. And we all are very good at speaking our limits, so it was just a really comfortable environment. So it was quite easy.
And what about the transfer between? Okay, so the shoot is fun. You're happy with the images. Everything's going great, and then the decision is made. Okay, we're going to publish this photo.
And
in this zine for all the world to see. Like, please describe those feelings.
Well, yeah, it's good days and bad days, but I think I get off on doing erotic photography, and a part of getting off on erotic photography is knowing that there's going to be duplicates and that those duplicates are going into many different people's hands. And yeah, they're spreading all over the place. So
yeah.
I really like it. I mean, at the same time, when I see the spreads or when I see myself doing these things, I'm like, okay, right. And then, you know, you think about who's coming to the launch and, you know, like the people from my work.
Yeah.
And stuff. So it's going to be
cousins.
Cousins. Yeah. Yeah. So, but overall, I really like it. And I get off on it.
And is there a certain point where there's kind of a either let it go or, I guess, alternately embrace it as an image? Okay, I'm going to go really deep here.
Okay, let's get deep.
Like, as an image of someone else, like that the person depicted in the picture isn't you?
Yeah, I guess. I guess I just see it as another part of me. Like, it's
right.
It is an extension, and it's an extension of my sexuality. So it's interesting. It's like, it's seeing, yeah, your sexuality on a piece of paper. But I wouldn't say that my relationship with it is that it's another character or it's
right.
someone else. But it's definitely, it's interesting. It's, you know, I can touch it and feel it and hold it out, you know, a couple
of each other
rubbing up and be like, whoa, you know? So
different aspects of your personality.
Yeah.
And so this is the third issue. Does it get you, you know, do you get all excited about, like, when you guys get together and see what the final results, does it just get you going for the next issue or for, like, other work that you're doing on your own?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It opens up a lot of possibilities, and it makes me want to keep pushing myself. Like, this was interesting. I mean, it's a spread where, you know, there's tits involved and there's some spanking, but I would like to push it. And me and Amber actually have talked about doing more stuff on film that's
yeah.
actually like sex on celluloid. And we'll see. So, yeah, no, it pushes me. To do more.
And, well, speaking of which, Evie, now you put sex on film. You're a self-proclaimed pornographer.
Yes, I am.
And you've, within Lickety Split, you have contributed some writing?
I have, yeah.
Yeah? And you've brought some with you today? Do you want to dive right into that, or do you want to warm up with some more talk and get to know me first?
Either way, I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go? Okay.
Ready to go? Okay, this piece is included in the zine, so it's a little sneak preview. It's called Blindfold. Blindfold makes the journey mine, shoves me out over the vast deep. I'm hot cold at once, plummet down as shock of water cascades over me. My top has had a drink, the rest runs down my neckline, backline. Bumpy with bones and scars and red-hot marks teased to tingle with sweat, salt, and coolness now fading to warm. The blindfold is a wet dream against damp-hot eyelids. I see visions of her eyes burned into my retinas, riveting me to this river where our energy becomes indiscernible. My mind is churning deep in the push-pull rapids of a heavy, heavy flight towards bottom. She will scare me, scar me, bring me to the edge of my fear. I cannot get small enough to escape, hide here inside my mind. In the black hole, my tininess is my density. I curl up into myself and tremble. I wake to my body through a dull fog. I do not feel her slap me until the second time. Are you with me? She hisses, words so sharp they bleed me, slices of fire as her teeth burn into my ear, crushing cartilage till I cry out. She kisses me then on my open lips, and I reel from it. Her knee shoved up in my crotch, kneading. I push myself against her bones, griding deep into ecstasy. Then a punch in the gut bends me over, foolish schoolboy splayed out over mistress knee. I'm head down, ass up, already cut, welted from rattan love. She greets my marks with a caress that bring bile to my throat. Gentle, bittersweet eye of the storm, deafening silence before the crack splits me along every seam, every raised reminder of the cane that marked the way for this torrent, this flat, sharp assault. I plunge into it, breathing water, telling myself I am a fish, a tree, a happy place, and anything except this pain, goddammit. So far away, I don't think I am really speaking. It is all so slow and dizzy and churning. And I hurl the pain upwards and out of my body, vomit on that sandy beach, that shore. And I feel her weight supporting me, my arms collapsing at my sides. Fetal on the floor, this blindfold makes the journey mine. Inside myself, I shake. I awake to orgasm. I've never masturbated in my sleep before. My hand is wet, cold, cool, and landed palm up in the pool of vomit. I pull the room together in my mind, and I can feel my cheeks redden as my clit contracts again and again. She's breathing on my face. I open my eyes. The blindfold is gone, and I stare at my river, my reflection. I relax, content as she fucks me gently. The past eternity turns over in my mind, like stones in my hand, making me blush. I know there are others in the room. I come harder. When I'm finished, she is behind me, wrapping me with her heat. I'm still turning stones, my thumbs circling my finger in a rhythm that matches my lover's breathing. Then I touch her, transferring my motion to her patient clit. She ejaculates breath all over my neck, a fast release, the last small rapid before gushing out into a sea of sleep. Above us, a circle of cliffs, protecting our slumber, chuckling softly at our spent bodies and the electric slumber of our bliss.
Holy crap, that was amazing. Where did that come from?
I don't know. My dream line, I guess.
That was really great. Really great. So this is an example of what's in the zine. And you're also a filmmaker. We've seen your work at the last Image Plus Nation, Dichotomy Innocent, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And you have a film production company called Alberta Sky, right?
Yeah,
you're from
right.
Alberta?
Originally, yeah.
Yeah? How long have you been out here for?
About 5 years, almost.
And whereabouts in Alberta are you from?
I'm from a farm in the middle of nowhere.
I was from Alberta myself, that's why I asked. Yeah, good for inspiration. In the sexual department, I suppose.
Not much else to do, I guess.
Except jerk off and masturbate. So what else are you working on these days?
Well, I'm finishing up another film project that's, it's, I guess, porn. It's sort of borderline porn, erotica, kind of an SM thing. But otherwise, I just have some scripts that are waiting for funding and seeing how that goes.
Okay, and if someone has a magic pot of money that they want to share with you, they should probably go to your website.
I think they should. It's www.albertasky.com.
And that's Evie Farmer if you want to be a executive producer, I think, is the title for the people that have buckets of money.
Although I'll call you anything you want.
So we're talking to the contributors of Lickety Split. We're going to go to some music and talk about the party when we come back.
Awesome.
Here's my message. I'm losing.
Montreal's most innovative women's choir is celebrating its 15th anniversary, featuring the most eclectic mix of choral works with the Maha String Quartet, Butta Beat from Nomadic Massive, Brazilian percussion and contemporary jig by Nancy Glutney, and a party afterwards with DJ Jasmine. That's at Sal Rosa, April 28th, Friday night, 4848 Saint Laurent. Tickets $10, doors open at 8 p.m.
You're listening to CKUT. The following programming is taken from CKUT's Time Capsule Archives. For more from our 35 years of freeform broadcasting, visit our website at ckut.ca.
And we're back on Dykes and Mikes, at Dykes and Mikes. we're not on Dykes or Mikes yet. It's 7:45, CKUT, and I'm just going to announce some songs for you guys. We started off the show with, as Dana said, well, she said my mangled heart, but it actually is your mangled heart.
Oh, see, there was a whole debate about the mine, the your, and the mangled, and the thing.
By the Gossip, and then after that, we heard Ain't No Tits on the Radio by Scissor Sisters. After that, it was One Beat by Sleater-Kinney. And the last two tracks were History by Controller Controller and Why Control by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Wicked.
Wicked.
Good music, Mel. Thumbs up. So, talking with the contributors and organizer of Lickety Split, the fantastic zine that is coming out
This Saturday.
April 29th.
Yeah, it's a co-production with The Goods at Sala Rosa, which is, 4848 Boulevard Saint Laurent. There's going to be some great DJs. Oh, God. There's Andy Williams and Scott C, but I can't remember. There's this guy from the Heavyweight Crew. He's really awesome as well. And there's going to be fun projections. And a table of hot ladies is selling the zine just inside
hot
the doors.
Ladies.
It's $10 to get in. Okay. I'm not getting any money of that. So you should come inside the doors and buy the zine from me.
Okay.
At a very, very low price of $3.
That's really cheap.
It's a once in this lifetime of the zine opportunity. Because after that, it's usually $5 or $6 depending on production costs and stuff.
And if they can't make it to the party, where is this zine available?
Oh, I forgot to mention, you could also, if you can't make it to that party, you can go to the after party.
Oh, wicked.
At Redbird Galleries, which is, I don't know if I'm allowed to say the address on air. But anyway, you can just Google it and figure it out. But there's going to be some great DJs there, including DJ Backdoor and DJ Julie D, and some performance art and kinky, freaky people. Okay. And you can get it from me there as well.
Okay.
Pretty sure. I'm going to be drinking Red Bull.
You're going to be drinking Red Bull at the Red Bird Studios, and you'll be wearing red.
Yeah. No, maybe. Black. Red lipstick. I spent way too much money on this lipstick.
On this lipstick? Okay.
Yeah.
Nice matte?
It's a nice matte cherry red that goes with my hair and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll be looking for that.
Yeah, thanks.
And website.
Yes, the website. There is a website. Go to www.constructor.net.
Constructor.
It's CONSTRUKTOR.net. It's pretty complicated. Or you can just Google it.
Google
and figure it out.
Split.
Smut zine. Yeah.
2006.
2006, sure.
Power blowout.
I don't know what that'll get you. But also, I just wanted to mention, if you want to hear more interesting sex-related stuff like the zine, I've been invited to be the new co-host on this great CKT radio show called Audio Smut, which happens once a month during the regular scheduled Hersey Hour from 6 to 7 on the first Wednesday of every month.
Yeah. Wicked.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So again, party, Saturday, 29th. What time?
It's going to start at 10.
10?
10.
$10, 10.
10, 10. 29. As I remember, and $3 at the hot lady with ladies with the red tablecloths. Yeah.
Will you be wearing the red lipstick at that party
as well? Red lipstick, yeah. And I think Anita's going to be wearing this purple lingerie thing. We're going to be bringing it in.
Wink, wink.
Or wank, wank, as
wink.
It were.
All
wink,
the
wank.
Good things.
Well, thanks very much for being on the show. We want to keep you guys around because we've got a few announcements. And Anita wanted to do a shout-out.
Oh, I just wanted to do a shout-out to Billy D, my co-performer. I'm sorry you couldn't be here tonight because Amber forgot to invite you.
I thought... Now the onus is on me.
We'll fight off air.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for being involved in the zine. I care about my contributors.
All right, Bill. Well, we love you here, too. Do we see him naked in the zine?
She. She's spanking people.
Oh, she's spanking people?
Yeah, spanking Anita specifically.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, fantastic. We appreciate the work that you've put into this.
Thank you very much. And thanks for having us.
No problem. And just before we get rid of you, you've got another announcement for a different type of party going on.
Yeah, it's the launch It's called the Launch Reception for Warren Fashion Journal and CVP Trial 2. So that's this really amazing a magazine called Warren. It's a fashion magazine. It's very like street-based and local designer-based, and it's really, I don't know if it's girly, I don't know if I should attach a gender-based whatever, but it's a really great magazine, and the party's called I Am a Wild Party, and it's at Club Lambie, which is 4465 Saint Laurent, and that's this Thursday, April 27th from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m., and the fashion show starts at 11:30 p.m., and I'm a model in the fashion show.
Wicked.
I just found out today, because they have this really great project called ZVP, and that's Consistent Variable Project, and it's a bunch of designers get the same package of materials, and then they all have to make different things out of it. And then I think we're just going to parade around in these crazy outfits and launch this great magazine. So once again, that's this Thursday, April 27th, from 9 to 3 at Club Lambie, 4465 Saint Laurent. And there's a bunch of great artists involved in that, including everyone from Melissa Matos and Julie Clark, Elaine Ho, ZZ Powers, Colin Seymour, a bunch of people, different cities, all in this one place.
Wicked. Yes. And the name of the party again is, in case we need to Google,
I Am a Wild Party.
You should.
Comma,
you sure are. Sorry. I couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
And is there a website down there?
More information, contact.
Go to I don't know if this is the right one. Does this look like the right? Yeah. www.terminus, that's TERMINUS, 1525.ca.
Cool. Or just Google I am a wild party.
Or Warren Fashion Journal.
Okay.
They've got a great website.
Okay.
It's really up to date.
Well, thank you guys very much again for being on the show. We just have a few announcements, and then we can go drinking for beer.
We've got a ton of announcements.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. So we better hurry it up. I better just shut up.
Yeah.
Okay, MC? Up. All right, let's do it.
Okay, so the first one is, if you guys could hear last week's show, sorry for the mic mess up there, but we had Layla P. on talking about the Analyzing Images exhibit at La Centrale, and that is going on. She mentioned that it was extended till April 30th, and so it's on at La Centrale, which is 4296 Boulevard Saint Laurent. And for those people who missed the video projection on the opening night, you can now come and watch them in the gallery. So that's Eloise's new video, the hidden camera stuff, and tons of really fun stuff. So everyone should go check that out. It's an amazing show. April 30th, La Centrale.
La Centrale, be there, be square.
Yeah.
Okay, in other art news, see, I'm going now, I'm tightened it up right now. Shauna Dempsey and Laurie Milland, fantastic collaborative duo from Winnipeg, are going to be here in next week is May. Next week is May, May 3rd to 7th. They're doing a performance installation, their new performance installation called The Scent Bar, where they, after doing a questionnaire with Shauna, you go on to Laurie, the mixologist, who will make a fragrance tailored to your memories, hopes, fears, and mood. Now, there's some important information here that you should know. Gallery hours for Scent Bar. This is, again, at La Centrale, which you can always go to www.lacentrale.org. Get a pen. Here's how you can book an appointment to get your fragrance, 8710268. Gallery hours for Scent Bar, Wednesday, 7 to 11. You know what? Go to the website. It's going to be announced there, La Centrale. It's going to be totally, totally fun. Now, when is the... Yes, and they're going to make sense for you. How about that?
And do people know who Shauna Dempsey is?
Shauna Dempsey is a world-renowned performance artist, and you guys might remember her from such performances as Medusa. She had snakes coming out of her... I feel like I'm on one of those shows. Okay, it's three words. It's she did We're Talking Vulva in, I think, the late 80s, early 90s, really put her on the map, talking about female sexuality. And her and Laurie have been a collaborative duo for, like, ever. I have it right here in front of me. They've also done A Day in the Life of a Bull Dyke, starring Laurie Milland. It's just a beautiful film. If you ever see this thing, pick it up. It's amazing. It's great. We love her. We're
going to...
Sorry, yeah, 3 seconds. Okay, and hopefully we'll be... hopefully I'll be able to get together with them and get an interview in...
Late May,
yeah, exactly. After the scent wears off, mm-hmm. as it were.
Yeah.
All right, your turn.
So next, let's see. We can announce the launch of Expressions. And if anyone remembers last year, we had maybe it was Claire Thibodeau from Stella who came on, the director of Stella, and she came on to announce the forum, which was happening last year. It was a weekend conference for brought in sex workers from all over the world. It was an amazing, amazing event. And this Thursday, April 27th, they are launching Expressions, which is the kind of journal-y magazine that documents the whole thing, pretty much.
The Extravaganza?
The Extravaganza, yep. It's great. It's a great booklet, I guess. I don't really know what to call it. Anyway.
Okay. Zine? Publication? Promotion?
Something, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Experience?
so it's also Stella's 11th anniversary. There's going to be the video from the forum as well, and the booklet's going to be there for sale, I think, and all these really great things. It's Thursday, April 27th, 7 p.m. It's at 6049 Saint-Hubert, with Cross Street being Beaubien, at a place called Salon de Lima. I've never even heard of it before, but it should be a really fun night. Congratulations, Stella. Go, go, go.
Wicked, wicked, wicked.
Wicked,
wicked. Okay.
Wicked.
Another show favorite, Victoria from attitudes.cc, is bringing Sherry Winston, a registered nurse, to talk about menstrual health tradition and wisdom, maps of the clitoris, the art of female ejaculation, sex craft and See, now I'm just trying to... Sex craft and fire breath orgasm intensive. A hands-off self-arousal skills and sexual energy skills workshop. There's a mouthful. Excuse me. If you're interested in any, mapping...
Day Jasmine.
...or squirting somebody in the eye from 3 feet away, please contact Victoria at Victoria's at Victoria, V-I-K-T-O-R-I-A, at attitudes.cc. She puts on a ton of great events. Sorry, I'm laughing here. It's just the ejaculation thing always gets me a bit shy. Go to www.attitudes.cc for more information. They've got tons and tons of hands-on, hands-off workshops.
Great website.
Back to you.
Yeah, thank you. Also, you should just check out the website generally because there's tons of great resources, links, information,
articles,
everything. Articles,
pictures.
And she's got fucking great workshops all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
All
she had Midori in last year, this Japanese bondage.
Yeah.
Expert, I guess, is the right word.
Go Victoria.
Consultant. She rocks.
She
We've had her on the show.
Yeah. So.
And one, and the big one.
No.
Oh, no, you got one. Okay.
Yeah, one more.
You
sorry. Okay, so Lips. I don't know
if
anyone has heard of Lips. It is the new raunch lesbian kink club that's opened in Montreal. Yeah, I don't know if anyone caught the Mirror article by our favorite, Andrea Zanin.
Love Andrea.
In the Clubland 2006 section. So this bar, to give you guys a little idea of what it's about, they're going to have hot podium dancers performing on Friday and Saturday nights. I think it's going to be like Thursday, Friday, Saturday deal.
Okay.
Friday and Saturdays for women only, and then Thursdays kind of open, I think.
Okay.
They're going to have a state-of-the-art sound and lighting system. The best female DJs in town.
I go for the lights.
Well, Dana, for you, I should let you know that there will be lots of couches.
Great.
A big bar with reasonable drink prices.
Thank God.
Sexy waitresses.
Woohoo!
Private rooms available for reservation.
Shut up.
Meaning you can get laid at Lips.
In a room? You can't.
In a room at Lips.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I think that's like illegal or something. Isn't that like body house business?
Well, Dana, I don't know what to tell you, but I think you can get laid if you want to there. So...
Well, I'll have to check.
You
get a note from
a roving reporter.
But, hi, are you guys getting any action tonight?
Including DJ Beck.
Okay, and this is at parking or something?
Well, I think it's the whole sort of deal with parking. Like, I think it's opened up in the basement of the parking club in a section or something.
Is it parking or sky?
No, parking.
It's parking.
Yeah, so parking lounge closed
parking
down
lounge?
Maybe temporarily for renovations. Lips is open.
At Cherry.
Yeah. Oh, Dana,
Okay. All right, we got one.
Wait. So Lips.
And
opening, the like launch of the lesbian Get Laid Club.
Go Get Laid.
May 6th.
May 6th.
Saturday, May 6th.
After you get your fragrance from Shauna and Lori at La Centrale, you can go down to Lips and score.
Totally. And to get more information about Lips. Oh, right. And it's at 1295 Amherst.
Okay.
You can check out their website. It's www.lips.com.
Okay.
And or just Google lips.
Lips. Oh, dear.
2006.
I guess we should mention here is that our next show, we're going to be talking about...
On when?
It's true.
And some speed dating.
Yeah.
I'll bring flings show.
Exactly.
Hopefully we can bring on some people who were at lips and...
At lips and did score. And yeah. They'll be able to talk about that. Yeah. We can all live vicariously through them.
We're going
to
talk...
$3 at the...
One of the organizers of the Lesbian Love Boat Cruise.
Right.
But also... the queer speed dating.
Yes.
So
taking the world by storm.
Yeah, she's going to come on and tell us where to pick up.
Okay. And we're going to try to figure out how to pick up.
How to pick up. Yeah, that's our goal for the show.
And what to do if you are successful.
If you're successful, we are going to talk to Sasha from the Mirror Column. Obviously, everyone knows Sasha. And she's going to tell us about lesbian safer sex.
Safe sex, yes.
Woo!
Woohoo!
Yeah, safe sex in general, I think, and what to do when you get laid.
Yeah, and what not to do.
She.
Oh,
sorry,
awesome.
That's all right.
Spanking people.
In the show, John was talking to one of the organizers of Fierté Trans, which is a different type of day on this Saturday. This Saturday. And it looks like an incredible day of talks, conference, panel discussions. There's a party in the evening at Cabaret Clio, which is at 12:30 Saint Laurent. It looks incredible, actually. One of the ones that I'm particularly interested in is this talk at 1600. That's what, 4 o'clock, right?
4 o'clock.
Sorry, my mouth's a bit bad there. With these two parents of a girl, Matea, who used to be Matthew, and at 2 said, "I'm a girl," and the parents went with it, and you know, she's now living as a girl, and when she, you know, reaches 18, she'll have to make the official decisions and go through the final operations. But I just think that's, you know, it's kind of amazing.
And her parents are going to come in and talk?
The parents are going to talk at 1600 hour, 4 p.m. But the whole day is peppered with fantastic presentations, and including Patrick Verre. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Verre? Verre, V-E-R-R-E-T.
Good, yeah.
Hey, my French is improving. Who spoke last year, and just an amazing, amazing speaker. And he's come out with a book last year, and I'm hoping that he's going to be talking about it again. And in the morning, there is a talk about the importance of therapy in relation to, you know, identity and taking hormones and all of that kind of fun stuff. Mel is tapping her wrist. That means we're out of time. But you can... find out more information. What we're going to do is suggest that you Google Fierté, F-I-E-R-T-E, Trans, T-R-A-N-S, and you will. The first hit is their website, and that is this Saturday, the 29th of April, at UCAM, which is 1205 Saint-Denis, Coin, René-Lévesque.
Perfect.
That's Dykes on Mics. Thanks you guys so much for coming in, Lickety Split.
One last shout out to LOE.
Yeah.
In Europe for 6 weeks.
Oh, God.
Way to go. They've got an amazing schedule. Tons and tons of great shows.
Yeah.
Good time.
Check them out, LesiesOnX.
.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think they're .com, yeah.
Go, LOE.
Okay, cool. It's 8:02. And sorry, I was looking at MC.
Thank you to everyone who came in from Lickety Split. I can't wait for the party on Saturday. It's
yeah,
great.
Fun.
So, and Underground Sound is next.
Was 50% off. He said punch, but he read and punched me right in my left eye. I said don't you mean padiddle, and I lit his house on fire. He came home on acid, I was holding his shotgun. I was dressed like Tina Turner in Beyond Thunderdome. He said don't shoot, I said I don't, I love you, you're my friend. I handed him my wig and shot myself in the head. Then I stuffed a box of tissues in the hole in my skull. I got in my Mazda and I drove
to the mall, I bought a big Johnson shirt and some silicone tits. When I pulled out the tissues, they were covered with shit. And the beer I had for breakfast was a box of cheap white wine. And the bloom box on my shoulder was like a box of Clementines. I ate every single one without noticing the mold. You just said you're gross, my darling. I said, no, I'm rock and roll. Even though I'd never ever been in a band, I got coolest black eyes tattooed on my hand. And the Christians gave me comic books as if I would be scared of burning in hell. Well, I was already there. And the beer I had for breakfast, silver bullet in the brain. And the beer I had for lunch was a bottle of Night Train. And the beer I had for dinner was my crazy neighbor's bills. We had to sit down on skateboards just to make it down the hill. Then I peed my pants and you stole the groom's cigar. And some old man made me watch him masturbate locked in his car. I got back to the apartment, you were face down on the floor. You said, don't go to bed yet, let's go get a 64. And the beer I had for breakfast was a pint of Jim Beam and a fifth of peach schnapps and some warm Sunny D. And you said, bottoms up, just as I bottomed out. I had tried to scream fuck you, but blood was pouring out my mouth. And Evan Dando never planned on telling you the truth. And your Leonardo ID card is your fountain of youth. You can be a teenager for your whole fucking life. Just find some pretty sucker and make that bitch your wife. And I guess by now you all know my friend Danny broke his neck. He was driving home from Sirens when he got into a wreck.
Wherever you may be, this is Feroz Manji from the Raja Press. Welcome to the Raja Press Show. Welcome to the show today, and we are going to be focusing today on the civic uprisings and killings of unarmed civilians and by the police recently in Kenya. And we'll be discussing the role of the opposition party and its leader, Raila Odinga, about, you know, what actually their role and their aspirations are. We have some amazing people who are going to be joining us today. It's real delight to have you all on our show. If we can start perhaps by introducing Comrade Gathanga, whom many of you will already know, who is an activist and organizer with the Mathare Social Justice Center in Kenya and a member of the Kenya Organic Intellectuals Network and a member of the Revolutionary Socialist League. He's also an author of Mathare, an urban bastion of anti-oppression struggles in Kenya, which we published